So what is this all about, the end of days ends? What am I going to do with my free breakfast coupon? Let's see now. Yeah, okay. So in related news, Stephen Hawking says, in case there is a heaven, he qualifies for pre-boarding. Needs a little extra time. So I go right in there with the pre-boards. Okay. It's the end of days for an 89-year-old civil engineer who burst into flames in Modesto, California, leaving behind a pair of smoking slippers and a singed, highly annotated New Testament. So in a way, he was right. Okay, page two. President Obama demands democratic reforms in Syria, Libya, Tunisia, Egypt, and Wisconsin. Bluntly tells Governor Walker to either poop or get off the pot. Bluntly, that's pretty blunt. You got to admit, that is very blunt. Mr. Obama says, in exchange for Israel going back to 1967 borders, the U.S. will go back to its 1803 borders and give back all the stuff Lewis and Clark stole. Jefferson wanted all that stuff.
That's right.
Rec room, you know. For some reason, Israelis' 1967 borders made a big impression on six-year-old Barack Obama. So it's fixed in his head there, you know. Let's see, other news. Frustrated PlayStation shooters take to the streets with their joysticks. Okay, I didn't want to say that anyway. It means nothing to me. It's out. The first Arnold Schwarzenegger film will be The Sperminator. That's a little too obvious, isn't it? Disney's new summer blockbuster will be The Seals of the Caribbean. Geronimo. Japan will replace nuclear energy with the emperor rubbing his feet on the carpet. Republicans play Red Rover with the nomination and no one comes over. Newt Sever's own tail does not grow back. Democrats accused of kicking a man when he's Mitt Romney. The former IMF head asked for a bed turned down before release. Do they have them at Rikers Island? I don't know if they come in and turn your bed down at Rikers Island. The East Side condo, well, you know, you're supposed to be under house arrest in the East Side condo. That is off because you can't get maid service. The president is promoting a two-state solution, dismay and disbelief. Two states, you see. Mitch Daniels reveals he is the Messiah, and all will be revealed on Sunday. So that's a surprise announcement. Jews and Arabs to divide up the country clubs and Mercedes dealerships after the rapture leaves them behind. So in a way, it's a good thing, because finally, collaboration. They both want the same thing. They both want the Mercedes. That's going to be a little... Rapture IPO goes through the roof. The initial offering is also the final one, of course, on that IPO. The Wisconsin Reichstag is now requiring voters to get ID tattoos on their left forearms. Does that mean you liked it? Or no? That is going a little far. I'm just going a little far. I understand. Okay. I'll make a note then. Going to Hindle. Fire. Wisconsin's Governor Walker desperately is seeking a Jew to run things while he rockets out of the rotunda for the rapture. By the way, causing millions of dollars of damage to the Capitol. He's going.
Yeah.
If anyone goes, he's going. Destroying the Gulf of Mexico rewarded with $12 billion in tax write-offs for BP. So, crime does pay. The French reaction to the IMF head arrest is predictable, of course. They can't believe it wasn't the bellhop. OK. Okay, take that out. French jokes. Stephen Hawking says there is no debt ceiling. It's a fairy tale. Gilbert Gottfried signed to replace Garrison Keillor in new Prairie Home Kvetch. So I'm looking forward to that. Google introduced, we're almost through. I appreciate you indulging me. Google introduces Chromebook, a doorstop that loads in 8 seconds. Let me do that again. Google introduces Chromebook, a doorstop that loads in 8 seconds. Okay. Thank you so much. How many of you are getting a Chromebook? That's what I thought. Okay. Now the new iPod 5 is coming out, features a rotary dial and a Bakelite cradle. So it's kind of, they're going retro with this one. Plus it's little, it's lovely, and it lights. It's the eye princess. Gaddafi's tent is booted. Gaddafi's tent is booted. You might not have heard that. Oh, you did? Okay. U.S. senators pose with dead bin Laden cutout. I know, I thought that was in poor taste, too. Why would they even do that? Wisconsin's Herb Kohl goes back to his first love, groceries. Russ Feingold, bag boy. Pauly Ryan's mom will not let him run for the Senate. She won't sign off on it. She's still miffed about her Medicare. Just Bobby Bonilla's luck, you know, he gets $30 million in back pay and the world ends. Isn't that Bonilla luck in a nutshell? Or is it? The Amazon cloud attacks the Google cloud. As the Apple cloud enters the fray, it's cloud wars, ladies and gentlemen, up there. Or, hey, you, get Amazon Cloud. Okay. They're not cutting me any breaks here at all.
No slack today.
No. Ross Perot seen lifting the hood. You have to be a certain age even to know what that's all about. So that goes to. The president tells the graduates the future minus $12 trillion or so is yours. The Schwarzenegger love child, how did they find out about it? Well, they discovered it when at age 10 he bench pressed his mother. The bishops did an investigation and they say that the 1960s, if it feels good, do it seminaries have caused all the problems ever since. All righty, let's see here now. Then there's this one. Even more disturbing, a lot of the shepherd pups look like Arnold. Okay, no. Santorum says John McCain was never tortured in a meaningful way. In his last audio tape, Bin Laden praises Girls Gone Wild Dubai. Coffee all but eliminates women's prostate risk. And how can we miss you, Oprah, when you won't go away? Thank you. That's all the news that is. And this book under your seat, there's a new car. It's the least you can do.